Why are you teaching me to fly?
Asked Johnny, more to distract Turl from his line of thinking than because he believed Turl would tell him. He was right.
Any miner has to know how to fly.
Johnny knew that wasn't true. Kerr could fly, he was sure, since Kerr had said so. But Kerr had also said other miners were only interested in going underground, not above it. It was mid-afternoon when they landed the battle plane at the end of the row. Johnny had been right. It was the 20th plane. Turl inched it into precise position. He put on his breathe mask, opened the door, and gave Johnny a shove to get out.
Don't get any ideas that you can start one of these things. They require a special key to unlock the computers.
He dangled a key in front of Johnny.
I keep the one to this plane right here, beside the remote control box.
He took the box out and looked at it.
Yep, all switches still open.
He showed Johnny the box.
And no dummy wires.
He laughed loudly.
That's pretty good. No dummy wires.
Johnny went off to round up his horses. Windsplitter had gone to Chrissy, and the three horses were standing outside the wooden barrier. Hattie
Johnny!
Yelped to see him.
Johnny!
He realized they had been worried by the horses showing up without him.
Got an antelope and a deer,
Johnny called into the cage.
I was a little delayed looking for Kinnikinnick. I found some, not very much, but it will flavor the meat.
Chrissy was very pleased.
We can strip and smoke the meat,
she called across the two barriers.
There's plenty of ashes here, and we can tan the hides.
Johnny felt better. Patty called,
Johnny, there's a huge grizzly bear skin in here. Did you kill it, Johnny?
Yes. Johnny had killed it, but he was not so sure that he hadn't killed the wrong beast. Later that evening, when Turl came to let him, supervised, into the cage, he gave the girls the skinned meat and hides to handle. He touched them reassuringly, hiding his wince at the way the collars chafed their throats. When he came out and Turl had locked up and turned the juice back on, Turl said,
I'm just an animal attendant, but I don't wire dummy wires.
He threw a stack of books at Johnny before he rumbled away.
Get your rat brain around these, animal. Tonight, Kerr will take up your instruction in the morning, so don't go chasing off on a rat hunt.
Johnny looked at the books. He was dimly getting an idea of what Turl must want out of him. The books were Beginner's Flight Manual and Teleportation in Relation to Manned and Drone Flight. The latter was clearly marked secret, not for alien race distribution. Could it be, thought Johnny, that Turl was acting well outside the business of the company? If so, it was doubly certain he and the girls would be killed when they had served their purpose. Turl would not leave witnesses around.